Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Stella Ray Herself podcast. We are back once again with a new episode. I wanted to thank you guys so much for all your positive feedback on last week's episode because it was the first one in a hot minute. But we are back up and running. The IG is active. I hope you guys are excited as I am. So like the title says, today I wanted to talk about the real reason why you feel not confident or why you may feel like you lack confidence. So I have recently been reading this book called The Courage to be Disliked. I have heard so much about this book even after I had added it to my Goodreads to read list. I started to just see people talking about it everywhere. Basically, this is kind of like an LITE philosophy book. I'm about halfway through it. I thought, honestly, it was going to read as more of a self-help informative book, but it actually reads as like a dialogue between a philosopher and basically a student, or like, is it youth? Like the youth that comes to challenge the philosopher on his ideas, which apparently the way that this is written is very classic, like Socrates, Plato type vibes, but it's very easy to read. So the main idea that this has talked about so far is that often we make excuses for ourselves of why we can't go after what it is that we really want. So they give an example, or the philosopher gives an example of a young girl that had a crush on this guy, but she felt like she couldn't talk to him because she had this like blushing problem, and she was so scared that she would get so nervous talking to him that she would blush and just like embarrass herself. So that's what she would tell herself, like, no, I need to get this blushing problem under control before I talk to him. I can't talk to him because I have this issue. Another example was the youth tells this story of his friend who just stays in his house all the time and has anxiety, and he can't do anything or leave the house because he has anxiety. The philosopher basically explains this phenomenon as making an excuse for yourself. So the real reason why you're not going out and doing what it is that you want is not because you have a blushing problem. It's not because you have anxiety. It's because you're scared of what may happen if you do go after what it is you want. So in the first instance, the girl could be rejected by her crush. She could be rejected by him in front of people. That would be further embarrassing. So to avoid that potential pain or embarrassment, she just chooses not to. So it's kind of easier to have this other problem as an excuse or like a reason why you can't do something instead of admitting to yourself like, oh, I'm actually scared. So in the second instance, he talks about how this guy may just be scared again of what the world may bring him and what he may experience in the world. People may not like him, people may not respond well to him. And so that kind of fear of failure or of humiliation is what is actually keeping him in the house. But it's just so much easier to say, oh, well, I have anxiety, I can't do that. So it's kind of about challenging your ideas. Real freedom is how to exist in the present and how you can be happy now. There's also a lot about being present and not blaming your current situation or life on your past or on how you grew up. There's literally a whole chapter called Denying Trauma, and I was like, mood. Like, not actually, but I'm gonna finish reading it before I give you guys my full review. I will say, I don't like love it. Like, it has some good ideas, but I don't know if it's just because it's like these two guys talking. I'm just kind of like, I don't know. I mean, I guess the way that it reads does kind of make it interesting and engaging and easier than if you were just reading like a big ass text. But I think even the title just says a lot, you know, the courage to be disliked. And I think that's so true. You know, often we don't go after what we want, or we have imposter syndrome, or we don't start something that we ultimately do want, like going to the gym or pursuing the career that we really want, trying a new hobby, whatever it is, because we're scared. We're scared of being disliked. We're scared we won't be accepted. We won't be good enough. And once you can kind of identify that, then it's like, oh, okay, well, what's the worst thing that could happen? That's probably unlikely, so let me try anyway. And having the courage to try anyway. And I think I was talking about that last week, but I feel like that's what a lot of people's issues in life come down to, is courage, willingness to be uncomfortable or to feel awkward, because that's where real growth starts. You can't keep doing the same thing expecting different results. You can't keep behaving in a certain way or not doing something and expecting like everything is going to be different. Real growth and dedication comes from being uncomfortable. And you may see people, because you know our world's a little janky, sometimes it rewards people who don't do the right thing or who stayed in their comfort zone or took some kind of like scam shortcut to get there. But I honestly think like even though society is like effed up, people who do not live with pure intentions and people who try to take those shortcuts, they always ultimately fail. Like even on social media, someone could blow up one year and be like, oh my god, like they have it all, and then it all comes crashing down. I'm sure you can think of a few big examples. So that's why it's really important to have courage, because sometimes it takes courage to do the right thing, you know? And not doing the right thing would be so much easier, more convenient, maybe more in your comfort zone, but you have to be willing to have those uncomfortable conversations, to feel awkward yourself, to feel self-conscious, and then just be like, ew. And on the other side is freedom and what you want and growth and self-trust and just self-fulfillment, I think, because there's nothing truly like accomplishing something that you were kind of scared to do or you didn't know if you'd be able to do it. You know, I think that's why I really like the gym, is because it's been long enough now to where I, like, that is what's stored in my brain, is like that feeling of achievement. If I can lift something really heavy that I wasn't able to before, you know, that gives me positive energy. It's a reward. I think it's also just the perfect, like, literal metaphor for making yourself uncomfortable. But then as you keep doing that, you're able to get better. Also, beverage check, y'all. I today have the Yogi Relaxing Mind Tea. It's so good. It has ashwagandha in it. And this really relaxes you. So nice. We're trying to do less caffeine. Like, this morning, I did have my coffee, but it was half calf. But even that, I was like, do I really need all of this? Practicing mindfulness is about to be Mercury retrograde. It officially starts April 1st, so we are in the shadow period right now. So it is just very important, y'all, to be mindful. I was talking about that last week, but I read that book about mindfulness in business, and it's on my Goodreads, by the way, but I'll try to remember to link it down below. Remind me if I don't. It's just so important to remember to be mindful and present, which this book, The Courage to be Disliked, also talks about. You know, when you try to do everything, when you multitask, when you're trying to be on your phone, respond to this email, wash a dish, make a food, think about, like, plan the rest of your day, try to solve a problem, try to, like, have a convo and catch up with your friend, we think we can multitask, but it's literally been proven that humans cannot. Like, you cannot fully divide your attention in a way that's, like, actually good. You could, like, habit stack, which is, like, listening to the Stellarate podcast while you wash a dish. But even that, is that mindfulness? I mean, I think that's allowed, but is that true? Like, I think true mindfulness would be, like, let me enjoy washing this dish. But it's, like, okay, let's be realistic. But a lot of people fear Mercury retrograde because it's kind of, like, oh, my God. But, y'all, honestly, you just have to slow down, be present, be mindful, double check your work. Reread your emails, reread your texts. Don't leave your cup of water next to the laptop, knock on wood. See which TBTs come back. It's an opportunity to reflect. And I honestly think this is coming at a good time, even though it's kind of annoying. It's like, okay, the new astrological year just started, spring just started. and then we have to deal with this. But it's like, you could look at it like that, but you could also look at it like, I have an opportunity to reflect right at the beginning of the year, you know? It's like, well, I just was reflecting. So just do a lot of journaling and don't make any insane plans because they may not come through. It is nothing to fear. And just because a TBT texts you or hits you up or likes your story, that does not, it's not a sign to go back, okay? The universe is testing you and you better come correct. So let's talk more about the real reason you're not confident or why you feel like you could be more confident. This book also talks about only being in your own lane and only competing really with yourself. So if you're trying to get ahead of life, ahead in life, you can only use yourself as a reference. And while there's like a feeling of inferiority a lot of people have, and the correct, you know, alternative to that is not superiority, you know, because that could also be, that's also reliant on other people. You know, you're basing your self-worth and how you feel on how someone else is doing. That's not healthy, and that's not, you know, that's not true confidence. Like, confidence is like, I got me. Confidence is courage. The courage to be disliked. You just have to honestly accept being cringe also. And the more you do things that you truly enjoy, the better you'll feel, and therefore the less you'll care about someone judging you for that, because you're like, okay, well, if this thing, whatever it is making me feel so good, like, why would I care what someone else has to say literally at all? So you need to put yourself as the number one priority in your life, because no one else is going to do it for you, and you can't wait around for your external circumstances to change and make you feel better or more confident or to make you have more self-esteem. You know, those internal feelings come from within. So that doesn't mean that you need to accept your current external reality as like, okay, I guess this is it. But you can't wait for it to just like magically be better or wait for someone else to like hold your hand through this, you know, like, and I don't say that in an individualistic kind of way. Obviously we need community, we need support, we need each other, but you can't have someone else be the sole reason for your self-esteem, self-worth, your happiness, anything, because that can be taken away. So I also think that people's compliments, you shouldn't take people's compliments seriously either. Obviously, it can feel good to be complimented, especially by like a fellow girly pop, you know? It's like, thank you so much, means a lot. On one hand, it's like, yeah, you can't take people's criticism you can't take people's criticism seriously, and you also can't take people's compliments too seriously. You know, you have to remain steady just regardless of anything external. And also, it's like, bro, people just like lie so much, and people, I don't want this to come across as like almost like conspiracy theorists, like annoying, but people will like use their words to make you feel good so that they can get what they want, you know? I'm like also watching Desperate Housewives, and it's obviously very exaggerated and like kind of like a soap opera, like drama. It's very dramatic, melodramatic sometimes almost. It's iconic, don't get me wrong, but it's like, this is very dramatic. But people will really like butter you up. And so that kind of goes to what I like to get what they want. So that kind of goes back to what I was talking about last week with actions over words. You really can't take people's words too seriously. You need to affirm yourself. Your self-worth needs to come from yourself. Your happiness needs to come from yourself. Because even if everyone around you is complimenting you, they could be talking shit about you behind your back. And again, like, don't get paranoid, but I'm just trying to prove the point of like, that kind of thing should come from within. People will say one thing, do another. Say that they're your best friend, you're their best friend, like, oh my god, I love you so much, thank you, just, oh man. Guys will do that to you when they're trying to sleep with you, and like, the action won't be there. So, don't base your confidence on people's reaction to you, good or bad. So it's kind of like a win. It's not like, oh my God, I need to like, it kind of takes away that urgency to gain everyone's approval. Because even if you had everyone's approval, if everyone was like being a yes man to you, like saying to your face, oh my God, you're so beautiful. You're the best. You're amazing. We all like you so much. So they could all be talking shit about you behind your back. So even if you had that, like maybe you think you need everyone's approval or for everyone to like you, but even if you had that, it still, you never really know, you know? Which that should like free you. Like don't get paranoid. Like that should be like, okay, like therefore I need to only have validation from myself. The more you invest into yourself, the more confident you will become. But that also has to include doing hard things. So of course, keep your self-care up. I feel like way better when I, like recently I've been doing my hair every day, doing my makeup every day, getting your hair cut, doing things like going to the doctor, going to the dentist, having a good oral hygiene routine. All of these things are very important and boost you up. You should be taking care of your health. Again, making those appointments, get tested, okay? Get your annual pap smear. But it's all connected, right? Because why is it always like, it's literally always the biggest haters that don't do these things. Because they have no self-worth or self-esteem in their themselves. So that's why they're trying to tear other people down. Because they don't have it. So if you are doing good, like staying hydrated, going to the gym, keeping active, these things just boost you up so much, especially over time, because you're like, I'm worth it to me. I am proving to myself every day that I am worth a life of peace, a life of happiness, of confidence, of knowing what's for me. And the stronger you are in yourself, the less people are able to come in and disrupt that or take advantage of you or make you feel bad, you know, because it's coming from within. And that's not to say, like, I just always have to disclaim this, but that's not to say, like, even if you're doing all those things, you won't have days where you feel off or not cute or, like, maybe you're about to start your period and you just feel like, ew, and, like, just society's influence. You know, it's like a lot. But again, if you are practicing this self-care and again, investing in yourself, making decisions that support your best self. So that means if that toxic TBT tries to come back this Mercury retrograde, you ask yourself, is this in my best interest? No. So let me ignore. And a lot of you need to practice no contact. Stop. I talked about it last week. Don't send a paragraph. If a TBT hits you up, you don't even need to say, I'm not talking to you. You just don't need to reply. Ask yourself, does this person deserve my attention? Literally at all. So when you keep making those decisions, you know, if someone asks you to do something and you don't really want to do it, or you're actually really busy, or you're just tired, you're burned out, are you going to say yes? Ask yourself, do I deserve... What is it I deserve, you know? Because there are so many opportunities every day for you to prove to yourself that you deserve what you want and the life that you want. And again, peace, happiness, whatever it is. Are your decisions, it's like, it's about the self-care, of course. It's about your health. It's about your appearance. So it's that kind of stuff. But it's also the hard stuff. It's saying, it's telling people no. It's being okay with letting people down. It's about pushing yourself to get outside of your comfort zone. Sometimes it's about saying no, but sometimes it's about saying yes. Maybe someone invites you somewhere and you're kind of like feeling awkward about it, or you're like, I don't know, I'm kind of like scared, I haven't been social in a while, like I don't have anything to wear, oh my God, who's going to be there? But like sometimes you just have to say okay and show up, because deep down it's like, I kind of want to go, like I kind of want to see. The courage to say no, the courage to say yes, the courage to be disliked, the courage to put yourself out there. And it's just kind of like... I feel like, especially like, you could probably relate if you're listening to this, but I feel like we overthink things a lot, And most of the time, it's not that deep. Like, sometimes, like today at the gym, for example, I wanted to deadlift, but all the regular areas where people deadlift, where I usually deadlift, were kind of taken. But then I saw a barbell, I saw this empty space, but it was in the, like, area where people don't normally do that. And I was just like, oh my god, like, I started overthinking it so much, like, oh my god, like, should I do that? Like, I don't know. And then I was like, literally no one's gonna care. And then I just did it, and nobody cared, because it's like, why, like, what, do I think someone's gonna come yell at me, or, like, tell me I can't be there? Okay, if they do, like, it won't really be that big of a deal. So my point with that is, like, normally when you do little things outside of your comfort zone, like, obviously that's a very minuscule example, but you are just proving to yourself, you're building up that, not like resistance, but like you're building that muscle of just being uncomfortable, and like then also you're building up the experience in your brain to then associate making, you know, getting outside your comfort zone or making a decision like that. Like, you won't have so much anticipatory anxiety over it, because you'll have the stored memories of like, oh, like, I was uncomfortable before, but I still did it and I was fine. Like, it worked out. So you have to get to the other side of like, oh, it ended up being fine. And then you like complete the little circle. And then trauma is where you don't complete the circle and you're stuck in like the, oh my God, or like in the middle of something bad happening. Trauma. I do kind of believe also that you do have to manifest a little bit. Like, I think I was talking about it in a YouTube live, but, you know, I'm very logical. Y'all know I like my facts. I'm very grounded and down to earth. With that being said, some things you just can't explain, because, like, you'll be talking about something and then it happens. You'll be thinking about something like, oh, I really want this. And then, like, you get it, or you get an opportunity to get it or do it or whatever it is. Vibes don't lie. I do kind of believe in like the universe and synchronicity and like just vibes. So with that being said, I do also think there is a lot of value in manifesting and like journaling out what you want, acting as if. I think that's very powerful, especially if you do want to level up, gain more confidence, and kind of better your life, all aspects of your life. And it just can't hurt, you know? I'd so much rather be acting as if and having fun and texting my friends 11:11 and like, oh my god, like, can you believe we were just talking about this and then this happened? Oh my god. Than like sitting around miserable. No offense. Scripting is a very powerful way that a lot of people like to manifest. So I actually like to, usually on the new moon, it was just a full moon. Let me know if you guys had any tea or realizations or were intentionally releasing anything of importance. But usually on the new moon, that's more about manifesting. So something I like to do on the new moon is write down, you know, intentions, but then also write out almost like a thank you letter to the universe, or you could do like to a god if you believe in that, like whatever. Just like, or you could even write it to your future self, like, thank you so much for passing all your classes with this grade, for taking me on that trip, you know, like giving me the opportunity to get a raise or to do this or to have my dream apartment or get this car or whatever it is. And then it just kind of puts you also in that mindset of gratitude, and you just feel better and energetically more magnetic and just amazing when you do just period, you know. Practicing gratitude is important, and it's like, I think it's important to take, at least for myself, it's important to take a lot of different perspectives into consideration. So I used to be very heavy on the law of attraction. I would read all the books, follow the people, watch the videos. But then I started to learn more about like psychology and trauma. You know, you read The Body Keeps the Score, you're like, oh, this is kind of like, this law of attraction stuff is kind of toxic positivity. Oh no. And then you start watching Sprinkle Sprinkle and you know, so it's important to take all of these things into consideration, because I think all of them can be helpful. And it's like, I like to follow people. I mean, it's kind of, everything I'm describing is kind of things that you can use to like better yourself, better your life, overcome, you know, hardships or bad situations, you know, whatever. But when everything's a little different, you can just like pick and choose what works the best for you, what feels the best, and what energizes you. Because I don't know about you, but like, there was a time where I started following all the therapists on Instagram, and there's like, my whole feed would just be, is this gaslighting? Here's the, and it's like, okay, like, love this, so glad this information is being shared, but I don't need to see it this often. You know what I mean? Like, I want to see some manifestation on there, some, like, LOLs, some sprinkle, sprinkle. You know, I want to see everything. I don't need to be thinking about, like, trauma all the time. Like, obviously, education is important, but, you know, like, let me enhance my experience of this app. I don't know if anyone relates to that, but yeah. Okay, this is so random, but I was at the gym and I just had this thought and I was like, I need to talk about this on my podcast because it's like a fun rant. And I have no purpose for sharing this other than, do you relate? Okay, so I was listening to music and then I just started thinking about, and like, no offense if this is you because it really like doesn't matter, it's not that deep, but you know people who music is like their obsession and like their entire personality. And I'm not talking about anyone specific. I'm not throwing shade. But, and I don't mean making music. It's like they think that they have the best music taste. And then, I don't know why that always like annoys me, because it's like, okay, obviously you think your music taste is the best, it's your music taste, but they're always the type of people that they always have to be the ones to like have the aux or to be on the Bluetooth, and they never, like, they'll maybe take one request, they'll be like, does anyone have a request, but like they will only play their music, and then like it's like, why are you so thirsty to prove that you listen to music? Like, stop. It's so annoying because it's like, I don't care. Like, I'm not talking about people who are musicians. Like, I mean, that's like another conversation, honestly, because, I mean, everyone can be annoying. You know what I mean? But I'm talking specifically about people where they're like, I just love music. And like, they just won't. Not like they won't shut up about it, but it's like they feel like superior and they only want to listen to their music and like they're just kind of rude. And I don't know why I started thinking about that, but I literally don't even remember what sparked that like train of thought at the gym, because I was just listening to my music and I was like, maybe because someone asked me in a recent Q&A, like, what music have you been listening to? Honestly, I was listening to a song, I forget what song, at the gym, and I was like, oh my god, like, this is just such a beautiful, like, music is such a beautiful medium, you know, because you can just create so much feeling, and, like, then I was thinking about how it's funny how music can be literally so cringe, or it can literally, like, transcend the physical plane that we are existing on, you know what I mean? And I was like, okay, yeah, I like music. You don't see me, like, talking about it all the time. Like, I can only be the one on the aux, you know? It's like, why are people so rude? Genuinely, that's so annoying. And it's like, it's not like you can really say anything to them. What am I going to say? No, I listen to music better than you. Because, like, that's kind of the vibe they're giving off. Or, like, they always have to be. And it's like, for no reason. This is not your job. Like, I'm glad that you like, but, like, is there a specific, like, I mean, I guess, I mean, like, trying to be nice, I guess different mediums inspire people in different ways, but it's like, you don't have to be annoying about it. I don't know. It's just like, that's so annoying. And I'm not talking about someone who just, like, enjoys music. I'm not, if you genuinely feel like that, if you feel like you have, like, a special connection to music, I'm not mad at you for that, but it's just the way certain people act about it is so rude, and, like, that superiority complex, it's like, you don't need to have that, like, I'll let you play your music, just shut up. Do y'all have experience with that? Let me know, like, I don't know. This is actually so funny. Do you guys ever, and I actually tweeted this, do you guys, but I'm gonna give you context. Do you ever watch one tutorial, like, you finally decide to Google something? I mean, some people, they just Google it right away, but you finally look something up and then the entire trajectory of your life has changed. So I brought my big DSLR camera, I think it's on the bed, maybe not, back from my parents' house, and I was trying to film some videos with it. I filmed a video and then I went to edit it and it looked like shit, and I was just like, this is supposed to be, this was like an expensive camera. This is a nice camera. This is better than the camera that I usually use. Why does it look like this? So I was trying to color correct it and I was like doing all this stuff and it just was not looking good. I literally watched one tutorial from 8 years ago and I find out that the thing I need to use, it has like a lock switch and the lock was just on all these years. So that's why I couldn't adjust. It was like the aperture. And I was like, oh, you're telling me in 2016 I was recording all these collabs. Like, I was bringing this camera with me everywhere, and I just never knew about this. Mood. Like, genuinely mood. And then the video looked so much better, and I was like, oh my god. Or, like, not to expose myself, but in the past, I always would edit my TikToks and Reels and whatnot on my computer because I'm just used to editing on that. Like, I did not like editing on my phone. Bougie Billy would tell me you need to download CapCut and it'll be so much easier. Like, it's just so easy to edit on there. They have so many different features. Like, you need to use this. Everyone uses this. And I was like, no, I don't like editing on my phone. I just can't. I don't know why, but one day I just decided to download it and I'm like, oh my god, you're so right. It's so much easier to edit on this. They have everything. Like, honestly, like, if y'all do content and you're not using CapCut, like, this is, like, literally so late. It's like, you, duh. Everyone knows about this. But it just makes you think. There's solutions. Sometimes you just need to do something differently and then it works. It's like, oh. Billy was so mad. He was like, oh my god, like, what else are you not doing that would literally make your life so much easier and you're just not doing it? And I was like, I don't know, I'm scared now. The courage to try something new when you have all fixed placements. No, I'm just kidding. So I asked you guys to ask me cues, and one that really stood out to me was somebody said, talk about how single, child-free women are the happiest group. That's like my favorite fact. And how patriarchy views it as a threat. Okay, so genuinely, y'all, there is genuinely nothing like being by yourself. Being able to do whatever you want. No one's trying to control you. You, all of your energy and time and emotional energy, everything can just be put into yourself. Important friendships, your family if you want, you know, your pets if you want. You can go up and travel if you want. You can make your home however it is. You don't have this constant, like, someone else to take care of and put energy into. Often, y'all, you need to just scroll on TikTok for, like, a second. I mean, depending on your For You page. But these moms on TikTok, watching Desperate Housewives, even, they're like, oh my god, well, my husband and my kids just, like, pick up after everyone. I'm like, oh man. Yeah, I would not recommend. Like, it will suck the energy out of you. And I mean, obviously, kids, it's like that you're supposed to do that. Those are your kids. They're literally reliant on you for everything. They're children. But with that being said, I more and more just kind of, I'm like, I get why some women choose not to have kids. And that shouldn't be an expectation, you know, that is so heavily pushed onto us. And then I think especially in patriarchy, women are seen as just kind of like two men, like, what can I gain from this? So it's like, they just want someone to take care of their home. Look at The Sopranos. Like, Carmela literally says it. She's like, I put food on the table and I keep his clothes clean. It's like, yeah, he's like giving her this lifestyle, but then he's like kind of treating her bad, cheating on her like every day. She's not really truly fulfilled. And then a lot of women, from what I've seen, they experience this thing where their kids grow up and then they almost have like an identity crisis because they're just so used to everyone else coming first. And then they can kind of, like, somewhat be first, depending on if they still have a husband or not, whatever. And they're like, I don't know what to do. And that can honestly also be very liberating. And a lot of women really find themselves. So I've heard. Again, obviously, I'm young. Like, I cannot speak on this from experience. But I can speak on some of it from experience, just as far as, like, your energy is so important, especially as a woman. And you need to be putting yourself first at all times. So if you are in a relationship of any kind, it could be romantic, it could be a friendship, but where you are just constantly feeling drained, you're constantly feeling like you're putting the other person before yourself, the other person's needs and comfort before your own, bro, get out while you can, because that is unsustainable. You're just gonna feel like you don't have time for yourself, you don't have energy to do what you want to do. And that is, like, the most important thing is, like, your freedom, your energy, your, like, well-being. And so the fact that more women are realizing this, and now that we have examples of women that have remained single or, you know, unmarried and without children into their later years, and they're happy and fine, and then we have social media, more women coming forward with, like, their stories of, I got married and I have kids and the house is always a mess unless I clean it, and like how useless these husbands are, and then they want to go 50-50 and then they're still useless at home, not picking up after themselves. Like the jig is up, you know, and it's like, if you want that, go ahead, but just please make sure. And I'm not saying this like, I don't know, like I'm not strongly like, I don't want to get married and I don't want to have kids, you know? But I think just being aware of this, even if that is something you want, is important so that you don't end up in a situation like so many countless women do where they're just drained all the time and they're like, this isn't how I wanted my life to go, you know? And that's why I do really appreciate Shira Seven's channel, because she just talks about the importance of putting yourself first as a woman and being in a relationship where you are the priority and where you're not constantly being, you know, used for what you have to offer or what you can do for someone else, a man. Focus on yourself, like, genuinely. When I see those tweets, like, I can't wait to get married and have 6 kids. It's like, do you actually realize what your day-to-day life is going to be? Like, I mean, some people may find that very fulfilling, but it's like, I just think there's this fantasy that's sold to us, and often people aren't looking at the full picture. So I'm not saying it's bad to want. I might do it. I don't know. Again, you have to be realistic with your expectations and be with someone, be in a dynamic, be in a relationship where you are coming first. Okay, so that is all that we have time for today, you guys. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Let me know what you want me to talk about next week. Don't forget to follow the podcast on Instagram at Stella Rae Podcast. Message me with any suggestions you have, books you've read, etc. Love you guys so much, and I will talk to you next week. Bye, everyone.